I would like to spend a few moments here responding to questions that have arisen here at Royal Ridge lately related to the move of the Spirit that is taking place, related to the baptism in the Holy Spirit and manifestations of the Spirit, such as speaking in tongues. It's very natural that questions would arise in Acts chapter 2 when the gift of the Spirit was given to the church on the day of Pentecost. Questions arose, and the Apostle Peter got up on that day, and he addressed those questions. He said, "Let me explain. Listen to me." And he went into the Scriptures and explained. I'd like to touch on some very practical questions and good questions that have arisen. The first one in this video clip I want to address is, what is the purpose or benefit of speaking in tongues? Tongues functions for several purposes in the New Testament and in the life of the New Testament believer today. The first function of tongues I'd like to address is tongues as the initial outward evidence of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It's not the only evidence of the baptism in the Spirit, but there seems to be a pattern in the New Testament that would lead us to believe that tongues is a pretty reliable outward sign that a person has, in fact, received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues is an outward evidence or sign that a person has received the gift. Acts chapter 2, verse 4 is a good place to look at for that. On the day of Pentecost, when they received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, they spoke in tongues. In Acts chapter 10, verse 46, the convincing proof there that the household of Cornelius had been baptized in the Spirit was the fact that they spoke in tongues. In Acts 19, verse 6, when Paul placed his hands on about 12 men in Ephesus, they received the gift of the Spirit and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. So tongues functions as an initial outward evidence of the baptism in the Holy Spirit.